welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
Amen and good morning, everybody. It's good to see you. This is our first Sunday together of this new year, this great new year, this year that's full of potential. You know, you can see it as 365 days, you can see it as 12 months, you can see it as another year, or you can see it as an opportunity to go far beyond anything you've experienced with God and therefore with mankind to date. Depends how you enter the year, depends what it means to you, depends whether there is a God who is a God of love, a God of purpose, and who has destiny for every one of us. It's a destiny that has to be claimed. The will of God for your life and mine is already established. We embrace it by embracing Him. We embrace it by taking Him as the only hope we have in life. Full stop. Everything begins and ends in Him. So God bless you in this new year. God bless you in all that you believe God has appointed for you. And as you follow day by day with a mission to see it fulfilled in your life. Let me encourage you this morning before we go any further. This is a new year, a separate, completely different. It's a year of opportunity like you have not had before. You say, oh, well, what makes that so different? You do. You do. The way you view this year or don't. The way you consider, well, it's just another day. And the enemy has robbed you of the vision that God has for the next 12 months in your life. It's not the same as yesterday. God's got a plan for your life and mine, and praise God. And He's walking with us, and as we put our hand in His, He's along with us on the journey through 2020. And every step that we take in the direction of His plan, because we open our lives up to Him and say, Lord, let not my will be done, but yours, as our daily by day walk is a walk with God that's open to God's will being done in my life and not mine. Too many days we wake up with a predetermined day. Nothing wrong with that to some measure. But when we're the author of it all, we're in trouble. Our dependency is on Him. I urge you today, this is our first Sunday in this new year. Second time I've said that, but it is a first Sunday of this new year, and we're together. Let me urge you, you'll hear me say something like this probably every year, but I know the meaning of it. Don't roll into 2020 like it's just another year. Don't continue 2019 into 2020. This is a brand new opportunity for every single one of us to take hold of God, whether you succeeded or failed through last year, whether it was a checkered walk with God last year or not, you have the opportunity of a new beginning. Hallelujah. You and God are a majority. It's up to you. You can carry on in 2020, living it the way you've lived it before, not having a prayer time on a daily basis with God, not waking up with your hands lifted in adoration and praise and a recognition that you're alive today because you're kept by His power. Walking through that day without an awareness that you need God, but you're so busy about your business and you know how to conduct it. Well, my God knows the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. There's nothing He doesn't know, and there's nothing He can't lead you into if you'll let Him lead. Lord, not my will today. What's your will for me? Guide me. Talk to him that way, then start your walk through the day, allowing yourself to be conscious that he's directing your steps. It doesn't distract you from what you're doing. It's just a spiritual awareness. It's an evidence that God has witnessed that you're saying, God, I need you. I need you every day. Don't just leave off, as I've already said, 2019 and just carry on the way you're going. I don't know what plans you've got for 2020. I don't know. God does. I don't know if you've got any plans. I trust this, that the greatest plan you can have, the greatest plan you can have, is to start this new year and say, Lord, I put my hand in your hand again through 2020. Lord, I'm looking to you. I need you. I need you through every day of this coming year. I need you through every hour of this coming year. I look to you to guide me, to lead me, to strengthen me, to bless me, to give me a way forward. Put your hand in his and go forward throughout this new year. You start it. If you don't do it now, if you haven't already done it, you won't do it. You won't do it. You see, it's more than a head knowledge. It's a spiritual awareness that God's alive. Hallelujah. And if you're born again, you've invited him into your life. Don't invite him into your life just to say, now you're in, glad you're here, but you just stay put. No. Do it the other way around. Say, I'm staying put, Lord. I want you to show me the way. Every day, wake up, get out of bed, raise your hands before the Lord and say, Lord, this is a good day. What are your plans for me? How are you leading me through this day? Give him awareness that you trust him. Hand the day over to God. Hand the year over. You can't hand the year over only by handing each day over to him. You can't do that. But I urge you, don't just roll into 2020. No change. No change. 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 There's two ways to change. Change for the worse or change for the better. I'm serious. And you might think, oh, well, he loves us a lot. Well, I do love you a lot. I do. I'm telling you the truth. But I want to tell you something. I need him all the time. And if I start to fail him, as of now, for instance, then I'm going to be on my own. And any one of us that are on their own and really haven't got God working for them, going before them, delivering from the evil, imparting peace when there should be a storm and a tumult, haven't given themselves over to the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it. That should be our daily testimony. Hillary and I, mostly, I can't say every day today because sometimes Hillary's naughty and she just won't do it with me, but she's kidding again, I'm being naughty. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Isn't that good? Isn't it? What a statement to make at the beginning of the day. This is the day the Lord's made. I will be glad and I will rejoice in it. That's some powerful destinations you're setting up for yourself. But praise the Lord. Again, I'm urging you. And I'm moving on then. Don't carry on into 2020 where you left off in 2019. There's a whole new journey for you and me. Eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, and nor has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God's prepared for us. Hallelujah. So if we don't know, there's only one way to find out, and it's to ask him, present ourselves to him, that he can work it out in our lives. You know, for me, I consider this is one of the most important days of the year in our lives. It's now that we make decisions. Right now, you're making a decision. Some of you have made a decision already. Some have just said, switched off and says, there he goes again. Others have said to themselves, oh, well, that's really doesn't make a lot of sense, really. I don't know what's going to happen and what decisions I'm going to make and what I want to make, what my wife, my husband want to make. Well, I want to tell you there's a decision that's bigger than all of them.
It's one where you make Him Lord of every day. Him Lord.
You don't know how to do it? There's nothing, no skill about it. It's just daily acknowledging Him. Coming into His presence and saying, Lord, today, I thank You for a great new day. Lord, not my will be done today, but Yours. Guide me, lead me, and where I need to be turned in direction, turn me, Lord. Ask for His help. It's a daily journey. It's the most wonderful thing you can engage in. It's the simplest thing you can engage in. You know, our problem is this. We're so smart, you know. So smart, we don't need God. Is that right? We don't need God? You're very quiet. We do need Him, don't we? Yes, we do. But how many days and how often through the day do we demonstrate our dependency upon Him by our waiting upon Him and looking to Him for help? Glory to God. I just want to touch a few things. I'm not going to keep you long this morning, but I just feel I haven't communicated enough to you of what I've been saying, but I'm going to leave it there. Church, believe me, I'm a nobody. I'm not being proud. I'm a nobody. I'm just like you. It's God that makes a difference in our life, and the difference that He's able to make depends upon how much we are willing to get out of the way. Say, Lord, not my will be done, but Yours. You know, as I've been looking, waiting on the Lord for a while, it's, Lord, you know, what are You saying to us as a church? What are You saying concerning this new year of 2020? And consistently in different ways, I'm left with one thing, really, and that God has responded back to me in, and it's simply that this is a time when we need to watch and listen. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, you need to start opening your eyes on a daily basis. You need to see what's happening on the planet. You need to watch at the circumstances. You need to get out of the rut of just it's me, my wife, my kids, and us. Because there's stuff happening everywhere that is going to affect you and I increasingly so. No matter where it presently is taking place on the planet. You need to watch, become sensitive to, be sensitized to what's happening around you, what's happening in our nation. What's happening in the nations? Watch. And then start listening to God. You know, there's two ways you can listen to God. The primary way you can listen to God is read it. That's the primary way you listen to God. If you don't read this, you'll not hear Him. That's the primary way that you hear from God. But you can hear from God if you're open to God by the Holy Spirit. He will speak to you. You will have a knowing. If you have no relationship with the Holy Spirit, and it'll be very difficult for you to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit or me, if we're not reading this word daily, if we're not in touch with God daily, because God primarily communicates with you and I by the Holy Spirit. And so we need to watch and we need to listen. Listen through this word as I'm reading it through the day, each day, and listening to the Holy Spirit who will speak to you. He will speak to you, spirit to spirit. He will speak to you and direct you. And no scaremongering intended. We increasingly need to be in touch with God on a daily basis. This world is really not, if you're born again, it's not your home. It is not your home. It is no friendly environment for you.
It's not a place where if you're walking with God and you have a relationship with God, this world is getting sicker and sicker till there is no place in it for you and I, but we are to be here simply to be salt and light, to salt, to bring purity by the witness of God, by the truth of God that's in our lives, and to demonstrate it to the glory of God. So I want to encourage you to start to pay attention to what's happening around and listen to what the Lord wants to say to you. Maybe we can just put it up on our overhead. To start of this year, could you put up Joshua 24:15, is it? Good. I believe that this is so important for us. This is Joshua speaking to the children of Israel. And I believe this is relative to us all the time. It's relative to parents. It's relative to husbands and wives. It's relative to leaders. But here it is. And if it seems, this is Joshua speaking to the children of Israel. He says, if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, or he's saying, if it seems wrong for you or bad for you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served and that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know, you can be like anybody else and you can just live your life and live the way that they live. You may be a Christian here today and you may have unsaved parents, not that they're particularly old, but they're unsaved. And they will live a very different life to the Christian call that's upon the life of the believer. You can pattern yourselves after them and carry on the way that you've been raised up to live, or you can pattern yourself after the Word of God and live your life the way you've been called to live it. And so I'm charging you with that again as I read it again. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord according to His Word, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers serve, in other words, speaking of those who didn't have a relationship with our God, but in those days, but lived godless lives with rituals of their own, or whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But it's that last statement that we want to pick up on. But as for me and my house, mom and dad, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. And that's our choice today. Those of us that are here in church, that's a challenge to us all. It's a challenge to Hillary and I. It always has been. We've endeavored each year to set ourselves the same way, to go forward in God, to raise our family, to minister to our family, and to try and live that way. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have plaques in different places of the house, nothing huge and humongous or anything like that, but statements that says that, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Men, you're the head of your home. Don't you dare wait for your wife to do it if you're born again. As for you and your house, you take the lead. You set the standards. You talk it through with your wife, but you take that lead. You may say, everything is hunky-dory today, everything is fine, we're not doing too bad. Well, that's not bad, but it's not the best. But what's going to happen when the crash comes? That's when we count the cost. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Husbands, are you being faithful to that? Or you're saying to wifey, let's get down and seek the mind of God this day, this week, this month, this year. Getting hold of God together. Not just for specifics as to what's going to happen this year, but just getting hold of God together. Pouring out your heart before Him together. On behalf of your family, on behalf of your future in that year and your future generally, that you can get a relationship with God that's effective. Oh my, I don't know, maybe you don't like I, but parents, you've got an awesome responsibility. Some do it good, some miss it, some don't pay any attention at all. But I'm talking to believers. And if you're not safe today, as we've already heard this morning, you can give your heart to the Lord. And if you are safe today and you're not taking the leadership of your home in a godly pattern, and that godly pattern is this, it's not your opinion, it's this. And the only way that you can know how to lead your home is to read this daily and share it with them. Ideally, if your children are small, and they don't have to be small, they can be adults. We've gathered our family together at times when they're big now. But certainly as they were growing up, we would share this. We would have a time together. We would fellowship together. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. This is the important thing of the changeover of a new year. God gives us fresh opportunities whereby we can move forward and we can enjoy the plan and purpose that God's got for us. I just want to move on from there. No, I'm going to charge you. Father, I thank you for the privilege that you've given me to shepherd, to pastor, to watch over your flock, these your servants, your saints. I ask that, Lord, that you would perpetually enable me to be effective in doing so, just not just by the anointing, but by the truth of your word. I ask that you would bless them today, bless every husband and wife, that, Lord, together they set themselves afresh in this year of 2020 to meet with their children on a regular basis, to share together briefly the love of God for them, the plan of God and the purpose of God as they will read the scriptures together in the New Testament. And that, Lord, you'll continue to enlarge them and bless them and help them by doing it, that, Lord, their children would begin slowly to become aware of the vital importance, the life dependency of having a living relationship with a living God. Father, let them see and thank God for godly parents who've taken the time to daily share with them the importance of having a living daily relationship with you. Father, we thank you for the privilege. And we look to you, Lord, that you will bless this house, bless every home represented in it, every head of every family and the family complete. In Jesus' name. Father, we acknowledge your goodness and your blessing. Hallelujah. I just want to talk about, for a few minutes, this year, in as much as we as individuals have a relationship with God. If we are born again, we have a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. We have a relationship with Him. That relationship is not one that's like Hillary and I, two separate people. Just stand here with me for a moment, Hillary, would you? I have a relationship with Hillary. And here we are standing together. That's a relationship through the day, through the week. We have a relationship together. Thank you. I'm not just talking about that sort of relationship. I'm talking about that we have a relationship with God in Christ Jesus. That relationship is ours, and we have it simply because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. that whosoever believed in him would never perish but have everlasting life. Those of us that have responded to that and realized that in Christ Jesus there is eternal life, but it's received by asking for it and partaking of it and receiving it, and allowing that relationship now to take on the form of, I'm not just alone anymore. Hallelujah. There is one living in me who is my eternal Savior. Praise God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is with me. We have a relationship because I'm never alone. The Bible says he never will leave me nor forsake me. The Bible says now he's alive in me. I'm talking about this relationship. I'm talking about this relationship. Can you imagine that? We interested in, I don't know how it could happen, but if Hillary and I could merge somehow into one until there is just one body seen, got an idea, it wouldn't be the figure of John Nabby that you'd be seeing, it'd be the figure of Hillary Nabby probably. But if we could merge, you understand what I'm saying? And just become like that. I wonder what that would look like. But you know, for you and I that are born again, that's taken place. Here's me, here's God the Holy Spirit in Christ. And we came together and we merged. That's our relationship. I have that relationship in God, Christ in me, God in me, the hope of glory. That's what the Bible says. You can't get a closer relationship than that. He's in me. If you're born again today, he is in you. That's a relationship. Praise the Lord. And talking about relationship, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But listen, you know, what's a relationship like without any communion? I mean, I'm going to take Hillary again. Here we are. Hold my hand. This is Jesus, and this is John Nabby. I'm born again. Praise God. And we have a relationship. This person never leaves me. Never leaves me. We're going to walk about now. Here we go. Going to walk about. Every second of every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year. This is what's taking place with me. My Lord's here with me all the time. He never leaves me. I'm going to say it again, church. He never leaves me. That's relationship. He offered it. I accepted it. And I accept you too. Isn't that awesome? I didn't say that just to leave it there. That's relationship. But listen, church. And now you really need to hear me, because this is what I want to say. Relationship without communion must be unbearable. Can I say it again? Relationship without communion. How often do you talk to him? How often do you talk to him? How often do you listen to him? See, that's relationship, but relationship without communion is nothing. Is nothing. It might as well be me having a relationship with this pillar. We're always together. If I could carry it around with me all the while, we're always together. I'm not trying to make this light. I'm trying to present in a way that you can really hear, not just with your head, but in your heart, what's got to change for us in this year? What's got to change maybe for you in this year? more than somebody else? What's your communion like with the one that's always there? How much time do you spend talking to him? How much time do you spend listening to him? What's this relationship really like? In 2020, I want to urge you, have 2020 as a year that not only of relationship which you already have if you're born again, and let me tell you this, if you are not born again, you don't have a relationship with God. You don't have it. You have a relationship with God because you invite him into your life. You invite him into your circumstances. If today you haven't invited him in, that's your choice. But you'd be very foolish to think he's here when you haven't invited him in. But if you have a relationship with God, then surely where there's a relationship, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with Hillary. If all we did was live together and did things together, maybe or maybe not, but never talked. Never talked to her, never told her what a joy it is to have her with me and be around me. And I'm just using very ordinary, easy to understand phrases, because I honestly believe that this is what God wants me to communicate to us, church. You have a relationship with God, and I know most people that I'm looking at today, if not all, have that relationship with God. But how much communion do you have with him? How much communion do you have? You know, you can get into the way of talking to him all day long. I don't mean non-stop, but just through the day. It might just be, bless you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your presence. Whatever the Holy Spirit in you brings you to communicate. But I believe that this is a year that we are entering into where we've got to be more than someone has a relationship with somebody, but we never get any time together. Never get any time together. You know, I'm married to, you've forgiven me by now for after all these months and years for always using Hillary as an illustration when it comes to these sort of things, but I can't think of a better one. I married this lady and we two became one. And I can't think what it would be like to be married to her and never talk to her hardly. The intimacy that we have is primarily through the ability we have to communicate to one another and verbalize about life itself, life together, and the circumstances of our life. That's awesome. And if you transfer that into a relationship that a believer has with his Savior, then it's quite easy to pick up on. But this year, I do believe there needs to be and has to be in our lives individually an awareness of the need of not just relationship, I'm saved and God's with me and he never leaves me nor forsakes me, but I never have fellowship with him. I never have fellowship. There's a scripture. Could we put up 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. I think I'm right. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? He goes on to say, you can put verse 20 up. Therefore, glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are his. Let me say that again. Is it up there? For you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God's. Anything catch you there? Anything catch you there? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My understanding of that is that God's whole desire in my life and yours as we're born again is to come and live inside of us. He wants our heart to become His dwelling place. Hallelujah. That's what He wants. That's what His desire is. That's the relationship He wants to have with us, whereby He fills our life and He has the freedom to talk to us and fellowship with us and hear back from us. Relationship through fellowship. I don't know what sort of relationship we would have if we didn't get any fellowship. What would it be like? What would it be like in your home if you had relationship and no fellowship? I'll tell you one thing for pretty sure. You'd soon be asking yourself the question, why on earth did I tie up with him or tie up with her? Why on earth did I do it? Well, God's not going to say that because God loves us. So He's not going to leave us, nor is He going to forsake us. Praise God. But what about God? Not just about what about God, but what about us? What if we began to enter into a communion with Him? What a wealth. What a wealth He has to bring to the table in this communion we're going to have together. Whoa! I'm going to say it again. Eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God's prepared for them. But it has been revealed, the Scripture goes on to say, unto us by His Spirit. So the only way you're going to find out is get hold of the Word. Invite the Holy Spirit to reveal to you the Word, and the communion starts. Closing, I've said a couple of major things this morning. Don't carry on into 2020 the way you've been living in 2019. Practically, domestically, or religiously. Into 2020, come into it as you were into it with vision and purpose. Vision and purpose. Vision and purpose. Who was it used to say, Martin Luther King, wasn't it? I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. Martin Luther King, have you got a dream for 2020? You've got a vision for 2020. Let it be a vision that starts with God. And watch what else happens once you start to have a vision for a relationship with God in 2020. And watch what happens out of that simple relationship, you and God. What happens in the periphery? Whoa! Eye hasn't seen, nor has it entered in the heart of a man, the things that God's prepared. But you've got to open the door for that to happen. It's an easy door to open because God never leaves you nor forsakes you. He's walking around with a, forgive this statement, it's just to grab your attention. He's walking around with a dummy all the while, who's just walking around there going from one day to another, another week to another, another month to another, and then another year comes up and there's no change, and we start the next year and we start same week after week, month after month, and then He's walking around with a dummy. But He's with us. Relationship. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Why would we not take advantage of talking with Him and sharing our heart with Him, fellowshipping with Him, get Him to know Him more? Oh, church, If you and I, so all of us will have a little sense of something that's not going to be very nice in the not too distant future on the planet. We're heading towards the destiny that God's established. It's not nice. It's not going to be nice. We're all going that way. We can go that way with God, who will always be with us and always there, but because of fellowship, not just relationship is there, because of fellowship, he can speak to us and we too talk to him. It's the most privileged thing we have. Most privileged thing. I'm asking you this morning to take a step after the service into a new dimension of living with God through the rest of this year. And we're going to need it, church, as the redeemed, as people, because things are getting worse and worse. And I am not here to scare you, but God knows the way through the mess. Glory to God.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that he will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.